When the legalizing marijuana for recreation use ballot question easily passed in New Jersey back in 2020, signed into law January last year, most people believed, and some others feared, that marijuana would quickly become available via retail outlets all throughout the state. Well, first of all, if you've ever bought a bottle of wine, a six-pack of beer, then for consistency's sake, you can't be against legal marijuana in these retail outlets. Let's just establish that as a fact. Second, you expected the New Jersey state government to do something fast? There are no recreational dispensaries open that are not an expansion of alternative treatment centers. That's an outlet where medical marijuana is available. And that being said, town in Sussex County nevertheless is moving forward with local approvals for a retail marijuana shop. It's in Newton, via 117 Water Street. They've gotten the green lights from the Newton Township Council and the Land Use Board, also paid their municipal fee. Now get this, this location in Newton is owned by the Romano family, who owns, might sound familiar to you, ShopRite. And even though the company that owns ShopRite would in theory be operating this marijuana location in Sussex County, that does not mean they'll be delivering pot to your home. Let's just get that off the table right away. And this was from about a week or so ago. Out of the 1,300 applications for conditional licenses that the state received by August, how many do you think have been approved? No, way lower than that. Try 313. And out of those 34 applicants, they've now applied for a conditional conversion to an annual license, which is what you need to actually open a retail marijuana location. The other 72% of conditional license applicants, they've received a cure that points out what in the application has to be fixed before they can be given the conditional approval. Meanwhile, the commission has also received 232 annual license applications. How many approved? Right, none. 81% of those annual permit applications were in completeness review. That involves background checks, financial reviews, things like that. This was from Jeff Brown, who is the executive director of the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission. He said, "So our team is making incredible progress in moving through these applications, and I know some folks have been waiting for a long time." As you would expect, that really didn't appease the potential cannabis business owners much. In fact, since no one's received the okay to convert to an annual license, some of those waiting the longest, they're facing an expiring conditional license, some as soon as next month. Now, the commission did vote to extend those conditional licenses by another 45 days, which, given the pace the state works at, that doesn't exactly build a lot of hope. And as you would expect, the state likes to push the blame off onto someone else. Well, here's what Charles Barker said. He's the Cannabis Regulatory Commissioner. "This extension reflects the struggles that you're facing with local municipalities." But in all fairness, there is some credence to that comment. Some municipalities, landlords, are making it so hard and expensive that micro businesses like a mom-and-pop cannabis shop, I know that sounds weird, but it's making it even tougher than you would expect in the unfriendly New Jersey business climate to launch this new business. Case of the cannabis shop being proposed in Newton, town's allowed all six classes of cannabis license, but they've made the use conditional in certain zones so that interested parties have to go before the land use board with a regular land use application. Now, on a positive note, hopefully all of these delays will give law enforcement the time to create policies and procedures to deal with people who will be driving while drugged. And yes, you can operate a vehicle in an unsafe way if you're driving while high. What law enforcement will be facing is the same thing they've dealt with regarding drunk driving. Defense lawyers who specialize in getting people off from these charges by trying to shred the procedure that got them in the handcuffs in the first place. Which that plan thankfully failed, as over the years we've seen the blood alcohol content needed for arrest drop down to 0.08 here in New Jersey.